This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we begin making dua for our brothers and sisters in Masjid al-Aqsa, in the occupied territories. Ya Allah, we begin our dua for those who are oppressed and those who are in need, those whose land is being stolen before us as we watch it on our TV screens and our news reports. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to grant them patience in this moment of adversity, to give them firmness in their resolve, to allow them to resist oppression, to allow them to turn back the hate that is being shown to them. We pray, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, that you protect those who are going to be falsely incarcerated. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to shelter those who will be left without their fathers, without their brothers, without their sons. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect those who will be imprisoned and jailed and tortured. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to return the lands and the homes that are being destroyed and occupied illegally. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to give victory and support to the people of Al-Aqsa, the people who have been oppressed for years. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, allow us to be of support to them with our dua and with our wealth. Ya Allah, we ask you to let peace return to this land and as it had been for many years. Ya Allah, we ask you to open the doors of good to these people. Ya Allah, we have met many of them and seen them. We have prayed in this masjid. Ya Allah, allow us a prayer there once again. Ya Allah, let the word of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, be supreme as it always is in the hearts and in the minds of the Palestinian people. Allow them to find comfort in it. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, they have no one to console them but you. Ya Allah, forgive us our inability, forgive us our weakness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Forgive us the fact that we have not been able to do what is necessary to give them peace and to remove the oppression from them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to free Masjid al-Aqsa from the hostility and tyranny of those who throw in it gas bombs and concussion grenades, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Allah, to remove the hostility that is projected towards them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to be from those who are a victor for them when we are not able to be a victor, Ya Allah. We ask you to use us for that which is good, Ya Rabb as-samawati wal-ard. Oh Allah, you are the one who has split the seed. You are the one, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, who has revealed the Torah and the Gospel. Ya Allah, you're the one who has revealed to us this Furqan and Quran, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us and them from all evil, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Na'udhu bika min sharri kulli sharr. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect us from evil and from all the evil, Ya Allah. Anta akhidhun binasiyatiha. Whatever evil that belongs in your domination, you can change it, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to remove the oppression, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Oh Allah, we acknowledge our mistakes before you and we ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. We ask you to remove the sins that bring down your wrath and anger, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the Ummah of Muhammad has strayed from the teachings of its Prophet, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to return us to our guidance and the guidance of the Quran. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Oh Allah, you are our creator and we recognize that we are your slaves and your creatures. Ya Allah, we are the ones that you have put on this earth with obligations set upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open our hearts to the duty that is necessary, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we promise you and we make a covenant and renew it with you again. We believe in your promise, Ya Allah. We believe in Jannah, Ya Allah. We believe that there is a better life, Ya Allah. We believe that we can have good in this life and good in the next life, and that we seek from you to protect us from the punishment of our sins in the next life, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you in these blessed days and nights of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan to protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah, to protect the Uyghur Muslims, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to remove the oppression of those who are seeking harm for them, Ya Allah. Those who are claiming to be retraining them, Ya Allah, but they seek to brainwash them from you, Ya Allah. To remove iman from their hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they have desecrated the masajid and removed them and destroyed them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect the poor and weak Muslim women, Ya Allah, of the Uyghur people who have only you as a resistance, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to be their victor when others are not able to give them victory, Ya Allah. Be their support, Ya Allah. They have no one to turn to but you, Ya Allah. We ask you to guard them with your eye that does not sleep, Ya Allah. We ask you to be always observant of their needs and answering to their dua, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to grant us purity and forgiveness from our sins so that we can be righteous and moral in our dealings with others, Ya Allah, that we can bring about better effect into the world, Ya Allah. We seek refuge in you, Ya Allah, from knowledge that won't benefit us, Ya Allah, that doesn't make our heart move to action, that doesn't humble it, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to allow us to subdue our inner cravings and our sinful desires and impulses, Ya Allah, to protect us from being unable to be satisfied and unable to be accepting of the Qadr, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to protect us from our dua not being answered, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to answer our dua, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us with your most perfect names and your most perfect attributes from your anger and from your punishment, Ya Allah, and to protect us from any evil that exists within your creation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, by the sacredness of this month that is soon to end and our prayers in it that we put forward towards you and our fasting by day, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we put these before you as humble, humble tokens of our belief in you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we stood in prayer and stand in the night seeking you, Ya Allah. We fast by day showing you obedience, Ya Allah. You are the one who said, don't drink, so we don't drink, and don't eat, so we don't eat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as we have obeyed you in this, allow us to be from those who request of you to bring good into our life and good into our next life and protect us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are the pardoner, the forgiver of sins. You love to pardon and forgive sins. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma afu anna ya kareem. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us sabr in the moments of calamity, Ya Allah, to give us a cool heart and a moment of pause and clarity, Ya Allah. We ask you to temper us and to cool us when we are in anger, Ya Allah, to grant us humility when we have ascendancy and success and a high station in the sight of others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove pride from our hearts and allow us to be forgiving and cause forgiveness to be a part of our life, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from being offensive to others, Ya Allah. We ask you the ability to forgive those who have wronged us even when it's difficult, Ya Allah. That we leave the affair to you, Ya Allah, and allow you to settle it for us, Ya Allah. Well, Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are kind when we have power over others and merciful when we have the right to extract vengeance and revenge from others. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to use our wealth for not just ourselves, but for the betterment of mankind as a charity to those who are needy and weak, Ya Allah. We ask you to make our wealth the clothing of the destitute, the shelter of the homeless, the food of those who are hungry, and the water of those who are thirsty, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to make our wealth the healing for those who need health care, Ya Allah. We ask you to be the one to stand between danger and the orphans, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to help us to protect the orphans, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, that there are many that we are seeking to sponsor and protect this year, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy that we can facilitate it for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, open the hearts to those who are in need, Ya Allah. Open our hearts and minds to appreciate the importance of giving, Ya Allah, that it returns to us in our families, in our home, in our wealth, in our health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you as we protect other people's children, we ask you to send those who will protect our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as we stand on guard for the rights of others, allow others to stand on guard for our rights and the rights of those who we love, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as we teach the Quran and the Sunnah to others, Ya Allah, if we're not here, allow others to teach it to our families and our home in our absence, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are loyal to your word and true to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Wali al-Mustadafeen, you are the most merciful, Ya Allah. You are the protector of the weak, Ya Allah. Protect us in moments of weakness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, give us a cure with the Qur'an al-Azim. We ask you to make the Qur'an the light of our eyes and the light of our hearts, Ya Allah. We ask you to make the Qur'an what shines forth from us, a guidance for ourselves and all those we love and those who are near and far, Ya Allah. We ask you to make the Qur'an the removal of our depression and sorrow and angst and anxiety, Ya Allah. We ask you to lighten our burden in this life so that we will have an easy questioning in the grave and an easy questioning on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to not hold us accountable for the things that we have forgotten or have made a mistake in, Ya Allah. Grant us husnul dhanni bik, Ya Allah. Let us always have good expectations of you, Allah, that we see in you that you will be always generous and merciful to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to show us your greatest mercy on the Day of Judgment, the Day of our return. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our best day of life the day we return to you, where we have worshipped you and ended our moments in this world with the La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our scales light with sins and heavy with good deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to remove our fear and anxiety and terror at the moment of death and give us a peaceful exit from this world, Ya Allah. We ask you to give us the death of the shuhada with the shahada upon our tongue, Ya Allah. Give us the death of the martyrs, Ya Allah, who are a witness to your truthfulness up until the final moments, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to use our wealth and our life for that which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, that brings peace into the world and stability, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Afu, Ya Kafir al-Kareem. Oh Allah, you are the pardoner and the forgiver to forgive our sins and pardon them for us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have told us, La dhulma al-yawm, that there will be no wronging and oppression on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves now. Do not hold us accountable in the future, Ya Allah. Allow those who we have offended and have done wrong to accept our apologies and forgiveness, Ya Allah, and that we expiate it with dua for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us softness of speech and protect our tongue from exaggeration and lying, backbiting and hurting others, Ya Allah. We ask you to grant us the ability to forgive others, Ya Allah. It is difficult to forgive those who have hurt us, Ya Allah. It is difficult to forgive, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to open our hearts, and as we are forgiving to others, that you forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the beautiful patience that you described for the prophets of Allah. Give us the correct belief in you, Ya Allah. Allow us to understand the deen in a deeper sense, Ya Allah. Allow us to spend our wealth on learning and books that will benefit us and our homes and our families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless our parents and forgive them and grant them good health and a high station if they have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to make us from those who are able to see and correct our own faults before they are seen by others, Ya Allah. Give us pause, Ya Allah, and allow us to correct our mistakes, Ya Allah. Help us to be courageous and confident and positive people within our homes and communities, Ya Allah, that we can correct others with mercy and assistance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to be forgiven the sins that bring down your wrath, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove the sins from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow us to grow and flourish in that which is righteous, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase our iman and tawakkul and yaqeen in you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove the doubts from the heart with an understanding of the truth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, where we don't yet understand, don't let it be something that shakes our faith, Ya Allah. Don't let people humiliate us or oppress us or mock us or take advantage of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't allow us to be under the coercion and the power of others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to stand up with confidence and ability to fix what is right when it's needed, Ya Allah. Allow us to show what is right when it's needed, Ya Allah. Allow us to have our dua and ibadah and deeds accepted in this month of Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. اللهم تقبل فيه صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the sicknesses and the illnesses that are out in society, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our hearts from the sicknesses of envy and arrogance and pridefulness and showing off, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove riya and nifaq from our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, cure us from hypocrisy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to increase our barakah through good deeds, Ya Allah. Allow us to increase and protect our love and mercy through your barakah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our spouses and our children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, uplift us with them, Ya Allah, and allow them to uplift us and us to uplift them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to come together even when there is hardship and dissension in the home, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from ever not speaking to each other, Ya Allah. Protect our home from those who seek to meddle of it from a distance, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from the envious eyes and the envious whispers, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from the dark hearts that try to be friendly with us, Ya Allah, but inside that they are in a state of anger and jealousy, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from those who are hypocritical with us, Ya Allah, to make us from those who are transparent to others and loving as we should be, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to forgive us so that we can forgive others and to forgive others so that you will forgive us, Ya Allah. We ask you to answer our dua, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Allahumma istajib du'a'ana fa innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. You are the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, Ya Allah. Answer our dua, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, alone, you are the one who controls the hearts. Keep our heart firm upon your faith, Ya Allah. Keep our heart firm upon your faith, Ya Allah. Allahumma thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, remove it and weaken from it the desire of haram, Ya Allah. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna khatayana kama ba'adta baynana al-mashriqa wal-maghrib. Allahumma, oh Allah, separate between us and our sins and our sinful desire the way you've separated between the east and the west, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from those who are successful in this dunya and akhirah, Ya Allah, and grant us protection from Jahannam, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, Ya Waliya al-Mustadhafeen. Allahumma ansurna, wansurna, wa la tansur alayna, wahdina ila subul al-salam. Oh Allah, give us support and don't support others against us. Oh Allah, we ask you to support us and not to support others against us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, assist us to all that which is good. We raise our hands and our voices and our dua to you, Ya Allah. We bend our backs to you in ruku', Ya Allah, and place our head on the ground for you, Ya Allah, and none other, seeking you and begging you and worshipping you in a way that none is deserving, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us the sins that bring down your wrath, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Oh Allah, we ask you to send your greatest salawat and blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma ansurna ala man adana. Oh Allah, grant us victory and ascendancy against those who are sinfully seeking to hurt us, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us in this life and in the next life and that of our children, Ya Allah, into their future, Ya Allah. Protect them from the shaitan, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Allah, accept from all of us, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. We ask you, Ya Allah, to give peace to our families, our fathers and our mothers, to open for them the doors of all good, to give them a long life with good deeds, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to make us and them regular in their prayers, that our final words, all of us, is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatha wa sallu ala al-Habibi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. As I do each and every night when I'm ending, I do remind you that I have a charity project seeking to fulfill our duty towards 1,000 orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to complete this number. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your hearts to them. May Allah give you and us purity through our charity. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In my Instagram, inshallah, you can find the link in my LinkedIn Linktree bio up at the top of my page. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens your heart towards that cause. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala.